Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. LegalShield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? LegalShield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Scandal and vice, or sugar and spice. It's naughty but nice.
Hello, 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 hello. It's Rob Shooter from the Naughty But Nice podcast. Each weekend, we've been doing these special podcasts. So as well as being a celebrity reporter, a gossip columnist, and entertainment guru, if I say so myself, I'm also a best-selling author. My self-help book, The Forward Answer, is available now, and I'm recognized as one of America's leading experts in change, in habits, in happiness. So on the weekends, in addition to doing our silly podcast that we do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we do a special bonus edition, really focusing on something maybe a little bit more important. Today's podcast is all about you decide the moment that you start over. Start thinking about your life like it is a book. It has an unmistakable beginning when you are born and a definite end, unfortunately, when we all pass, and lots and lots and lots of chapters in between. Some of these chapters are long, some of them are short, some of them are interesting, and some of them are a little bit duller. You might even find yourself revisiting the same chapter over and over again, as life seems to repeat itself. When you think about your life like this, it reminds you of something very important, that you are the author of this great adventure, and what happens next is up to you. Only you have the power to decide when a new chapter starts and when an old one ends. It's your life. So if you find yourself in the wrong story or not enjoying the plot, change it. Never forget that you get to decide if you are going to play the villain or the hero. Remember that there are hundreds and hundreds of ways, maybe thousands, to reach any goal. So don't get stuck reliving the same story over and over again and expecting a different ending. That's not going to happen. Hoping to get somewhere new by doing the same thing isn't going to happen. Instead, embrace change and keep on trying when you first, second, third, and maybe even fourth time when those plans don't work out. The biggest mistake people make is giving up. Don't make this mistake. Change your plans, but not your goal. And when things don't work out, be smart and admit it. Remember that watering dead plants is exhausting, and it never ever brings them back to life. So instead, close that chapter and start a new one. I love this quote by Bear Grylls, the survival expert. He said the following quote, "Survival can be summed up in three words. Never give up." I love that. If you want to make real change in your life, you have to start changing your habits. Don't be afraid of finding a new route that's going to get you to where you want to be. You have to start being totally honest with yourself. You deserve to be in a relationship where you are safe to say uncomfortable things. Every relationship in your life will be stronger when you tell the truth, especially when you are honest with yourself. If that truth leads to breakups, leads to the end of a chapter in your life, or even breaks your heart, in the long run, you will live a much better life because of it. Elvis Presley said the following, quote, "Truth is like the sun. You can shut it out for a time, but it ain't going anywhere. Focus on taking one small step at a time. Think about the one thing that you can do right now and then do it. Don't think about running a marathon. Think about taking that first step. Writing a book starts with a single sentence. I know that. If you are going to lose 100 pounds, you have to shed one first. And don't overwhelm yourself worrying about tomorrow. Think about what you can do today. You have to be patient, knowing that big things happen when you make small decisions, not big ones. You have to be patient." Martin Luther King said, quote, "You don't have to see the whole staircase. Just take the first step." Wise words. The foreword answer, my book, was started after I was inspired by watching a movie, but it was finished after I worked on it every single day for about 30 minutes a day. That's all. That's all I did. That was it. I found half an hour every single day, and I actually found it in 2 15-minute intervals. I couldn't find a whole 30 minutes, but I could find 2 15-minutes of each day, 7 days a week, where I disappeared into a quiet corner of my apartment, or I walked down to the river to find an empty bench under a tree, and I did the work, knowing that what I did today would mean I would finish one day sooner. What kept me going was not biting off more than I could chew, never overwhelming myself with the enormity of the task at hand, but rather being smart enough to believe in myself. Never forget that every professional was once an amateur. That is true for everybody. Look around, think of your sports heroes, your favourite pop stars, your favourite actor, actress. There was a time when they too were an amateur. Every night before you go to bed, write down one thing that you are going to accomplish the next day. One small task that will get you closer to your final goal. This approach has literally changed my life. Doing this each day has not only transformed my productivity levels, but it has also increased my level of happiness, because nothing feels better than getting it done. When you are disciplined and focused on the next 15 minutes, the next 15 years will take care of themselves. Focus on now, right now, the next 15 minutes. Take a deep breath and think about the one thing you are going to start doing today. The next time you have a bad day, remember that a bad moment is simply that. It's just the moment. It's just the day. Ask yourself, are you really having a bad day? Or was it just a bad moment that you turned into a bad day by obsessing about it? When you fight with your partner or your kids or your parents, or you get cut off in traffic, or you miss your train, or when you get the wrong coffee at Starbucks as you're rushing to the office, you get to choose if you are going to dwell on that for the entire day or if you are going to move on. You only have a bad day when you choose to have one. I love this quote by Justin Timberlake. He said, quote, "Cry me a river, build a bridge, and get over it. Get over it. If whatever is wrong isn't going to matter 4 minutes, 4 days, or 4 years from now, why are you refusing to say goodbye to it? Like Beyonce, find the good in goodbye. And never forget that you have the power and the right to decide when you start over, which, my friends, is right now." Let's end with this amazing quote from T.S. Eliot. Quote, "What we call the beginning is often the end. And to make an end is to make a beginning. The end is where we start from." Just beautiful. Don't forget, my friends, that you get to decide the moment you start over, and that moment is right now. Hey, thank you so much for listening to these short 10 minutes or so podcasts we do on the weekends. I can't tell you, I'm so flattered by all the response that I have been receiving for these. I love your DMs, your texts, your emails. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And just the sheer number of people that are listening tells me we've really touched a nerve here. Yes, we all love celebrity gossip. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm proud. I love gossiping about celebrities. But we all deserve to have a minute, a moment, when we think about ourselves. And that's what these podcasts are all about. They're not about celebrities. They're not about famous people. They're about the real star in your life, which is you. Hey, everybody, sing along to our tagline. Remember, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice. Take care, everybody. I shall see you Monday with all the breaking news. Pip, pip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That's right.